good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, he need cut a game here.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder. My colonized name, Wendy, is Robert Pilot, and my taxpayer name, too, is Robert Pilot. Can't forget that. And we have a show here that's kind of a magazine show where we are a conduit to all is good all over through Turtle Island. We discuss Native issues and human issues because they're both the same thing, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Human issues are Native issues, and Native issues are human issues. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you don't need to live in the Twin Cities or Minnesota to call them.
Just on this planet, basically.
That's right. Just on the planet.
So it's a special birthday edition of Native Roots Radio.
It is a special birthday edition. Today, Robert went 60 times around the sun.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Look at that. I got some new
many,
bling.
Many more healthy and happy birthdays for you.
Well, this has been one of the most craziest years of my life, and I think everybody, I can speak for us here.
This is the second craziest year for me.
Yeah, you had two consecutive ones.
I had one
ones.
Crazier year than this one, if you could believe it or not, but yeah.
Yeah, the passing of your mom, and that was really crazy.
During her illness, yeah.
Yeah.
That was 2019, and then 3 months later, COVID. Yeah, so it's been crazy. But really, we're not here to talk about me and my craziness. We're here to talk about you and your birthday.
Oh, I thought you'd say you and your craziness. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that in the second segment. And hopefully you can interview Ogama and I on what we did this weekend.
Awesome. I'd love to.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, one of the things that's really great is that we do – this show is really unique. And what we do is we start out with Native-centric, not centered, but Native-centric news. And we start out with Ogama, where nowhere else in Turtle Island we have a daily update on what's happening around Turtle Island. So welcome, Ogama, and happy birthday to me.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Robert. Very, very happy for you to make it 60 times around the sun. And I hope you make it another 60 more, if that's what you wish for as well. all good things to you today. As always, everybody, I'm Ogama Ganuikwe. I am a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I'm here with you on Native Roots Radio to give you some news and updates on what's happening around Turtle Island. Today, it is pretty heavy on the water protector stuff because there's going to be a lot of news on water protectors leading up to the June 5th event, but more on that later. Today, I want to start with what happened today. Water protectors blockaded the Line 3 construction site ahead of a full-scale assault on Minnesota waterways in Crow Wing, Minnesota today, and that is directly from the press release from GNU Collective today. Water protectors locked to one another through the treads of excavators tearing through the earth, constructing the Line 3 tar sands pipeline. Their press release also mentions, and as a friendly reminder, everybody who's listening, Enbridge is just weeks away from resuming full-scale construction through Minnesota's wetlands and drilling underneath 22 rivers, including the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Biden's administration has expressed deep concern at the growing resistance in northern Minnesota. To date, over 250 water protectors, largely young people, have been arrested through protecting the sacred in Minnesota over the winter. One of those water protectors is Cody Reed McKee, who was arrested in November of 2020 for taking a stand to stop Line 3 in defense of the land and the water. At 9 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, May 25th, Cody is going to trial in Cass County, Minnesota. 1 week before the trial, I believe it's actually about 6 days, the prosecution slapped Cody with an additional charge, a gross misdemeanor trespass on critical infrastructure. And despite support from the prosecution for a continuance, Judge Austad, who's the overseeing judge in this case, refused to grant an extension in order for Cody to prepare a defense against this new charge. They believe that this is an attempt to intimidate water protectors and create a dangerous precedence around the gross misdemeanor charge. GNU Collective is calling on the movement to show up for Cody's trial via Zoom this Tuesday. Please turn on your cameras and keep yourself on mute to show support. Those of you who would like to show up in person, they will be showing their love for Cody outside the Cass County Courthouse at 303 Minnesota Avenue in Walker, Minnesota. You can check out Native Roots Radio's Facebook page or GNU Collective's Facebook page or their Twitter and I think their Instagram as well if you want that link for the Zoom info. Coming up tonight from 7 to 8 p.m., so that's right after Native Roots Radio, is Governor Wall's Report Card webinar, which is brought to you by Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light, the Sierra Club North Star Chapter, and the Minnesota Environmental Partnership. They will be going over a climate midterm climate report card, and it is a tool to inform Minnesotans about how the Wall's administration is responding to climate crisis. You can get linked in to get the Zoom link tonight by going to bit.ly/Walls Report Card Webinar all together. Coming up Wednesday, Native Roots Radio is helping to host an amazing event. It's going to be live on social media and also live for 2 hours on air. We are going to be helping the Lower Phalen Creek Project and the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center to present a 2-hour plant medicine webinar from 6 to 8 p.m. this Wednesday, May 26th. That is, I would say that's probably a national event or at the very least a regional one, wouldn't you, Robert?
Yeah, definitely, and we'll be simulcasting that at AM 950 and Devil Radio in Wisconsin of Madison.
Yes, and it's going to be really awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. The panelists are going to be talking about how to use traditional medicine, sharing recipes, and talking about what's happening to some of our medicines as the climate changes. Wednesday, Grandmother to Grandmother to Stop Line 3 happens in the front of the Minnesota Governor's Residence from 12 to 1:30 p.m. That is the 1,000 Grandmothers of the Bay Area. This is a radical group of grandmothers who are coming to put themselves on the line and to draw attention to the Stop Line 3 movement. They were up visiting with water protectors in Palisade today.
Wow.
And it just looked really beautiful up there, and, you know, the big extended family environment of the movement was really apparent from the video that I shared today, and I'm just really looking forward to see those grandmothers, you know, coming up and, you know, bringing attention to Walls and drawing attention to see, you know, Biden has been pretty hands-off on this issue as well as hands-off on the no dabble, and I don't know if that's on purpose. You know, we could only begin to speculate, but it sounds like that our job of calling attention to this issue is not over. I also want to touch base that events are planned all over the Twin Cities and all over Minnesota and also in some neighboring states in solidarity with the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd, which is tomorrow. There's already been a number of events that have happened in the Twin Cities. Many people are using this time in these events to express their frustration at the slow progress of the systems that afforded Derek Chauvin to kneel on George Floyd's neck until he was unconscious and no longer breathing, and then further afforded Chauvin's inaction to render life-saving efforts to Floyd. And Chauvin's lack of communication also prevented other entities, including EMTs, from getting to Floyd. So this is, you know, Chauvin's in jail. There's federal charges against him and the other three officers who were present. And I think there's, you know, this kind of air within the nation that that is enough. But many people are using this time to say, you know, that Chauvin in jail does not mean that the system is fixed, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you know, they put a lot of people on that, Wendy. You know, not normally wouldn't have 6 or 7 people working on that case for one person. You probably have a overworked district attorney helping you out.
Mm-hmm. I hope he stays in jail for a really long time.
Well, he's gonna, and I hope this is a beginning of the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know,
when is his sentencing? Do you know?
They pushed it off, so I don't know. It was coming soon, and now it's some weird time,
right.
Like September or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hey, you know, this is the birthday edition of Native Roots Radio. We're going to have Dr. Stately later, but we're going to talk a little bit of what we did earlier this weekend. Mm-hmm. Ogama and I went up to see Winona LaDuke, and I'm wondering if Michael T. can give us a call. We'd love to talk about what you posted. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
Stay with me.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
We are Calusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents Robert Pilot's birthday celebration.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Happy birthday.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to James from New York City saying happy birthday.
Nice.
A good friend of ours, Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, there's also something put up here on our talk, and it's Michael. I don't want to say your last name, but if you'd like, give us a call at 952-946-6205 and give us a quick shout out on what you wrote here. It's very interesting. And I don't know if we posted it, it's so long, we wouldn't it'd get
yeah,
cut off.
Yeah, say the phone number again.
952-946-6205.
Nice.
I think.
Hopefully that's the right number.
You're right. Hey, so why don't you take over and interview Ogama and us about going up to Winona's place.
Yeah, so Robert and Ogama went to Winona LaDuke's farm up north in, where is it?
I don't know. My GPS took me there.
Oh, okay.
So,
so what was the purpose of your trip?
Well, our purpose, that's interesting you say that, we were going to set her up for her podcast mm-hmm. with equipment and things like that. But then we kind of got sidetracked and she was putting on a hemp demonstration. Mm. Like they were making hemp bricks mm-hmm. and then I made some hemp rope right here.
Like hemp bricks, like to build a house? Like brick mm-hmm.
or brick
really?
Wall? Or,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now tell me how the hemp grows. Is it like a tree? Is it a vine? Is
well,
it a.
Well, it's different. What I heard was that, like, the hemp that, or I guess that would be the marijuana that has the seeds and the, not the seeds, but the flower.
Cannabis.
The flower
uh-huh.
part. Those have really, really thick mm-hmm. bases. And the one that we had is the hemp, and it's mm-hmm. really thin. So you can, it grows really tall and skinny. And then mm. there was this really cool dude from South Dakota that was a seed person who's mm-hmm. been growing it for, he said, 20 years.
Wow.
And so I made some rope, and I was going to gift you that, but I don't know. It's not as good as rope as you'd think.
It definitely looks like rope. It really does. Cool. Yeah, so that's cool. And it has a really kind of texture like it could be rope. What did you think, Ogama?
I thought it was really, really interesting. I don't know. For anybody who's online, you can see I'm rocking the Winona's Hemp T-shirt today. You know, Wendy, you were talking a little bit about, you know, when your mother was sick and how crazy of a year that was for you. When my father was sick, before he passed about 6 years ago, my family did a lot of research on hemp and cannabinoids and really how beneficial they are, not only for your body, but also for the environment. Hemp grows significantly faster than trees. It's so much more renewable. It takes up so many less resources than so many of the other things that we're using to create the products we need. Mm-hmm. Hemp can into bricks, like you were saying. It can turn into clothing. It can turn into plastic. Mm-hmm. Almost all parts of hemp are edible in some capacity or another. And it was just really an awesome event to actually get to see what it's like, you know, in its raw state. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, they had a decorticator, I think it's called, where you actually smash the stalk to take off what's called the herd. Yeah. And then parts, the herd's used for different stuff than the actual part that Robert made that twine out of.
Yeah, and you made some really good twine. Say, we reached out to, we wanted Mike to call, mm-hmm. and I'm going to grab him real quick because he had a really good, some good information I'd like to just shoot out there in the middle of this interview, if you don't
sure.
mind, Wendy.
Can Mike?
And I'll just say, mm-hmm. Alex Whiteplume was the elder that brought in the seeds. I forgot his name.
Cool.
But hey, Mike, can we jump? Have Mike jump on?
Ani, bonjour.
Ahu, Mike, give us that information again, brother. You had a really lot of good things, and if you don't mind, so everybody all over Turtle Island can hear what you speak your truth.
So let me start by saying, wow, I got all emotional. Forgive me. I was out there at Standing Rock back in 2016, 2017 during the protests. I lived in the camps for 6 months. We stayed on another 3 months after and helped move the supplies that were held by the tribe in confidence for the camps and eventually returned to the camps that which was, but not all things were, but we won't get into all that tonight. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the last 2 years, I've formed a charity. For the last 11 years, I've been running donations out to Pine Ridge and Rosebud particularly. But we've expanded into both of the Dakota states, Minnesota and Wisconsin this last year. We're adding Michigan this year. We provide winter gear to kids in high poverty situations on reservations. That's our main focus as a charity, as a 501c3 nonprofit. We have some very generous donors that make sure that we have our expenses covered, and we do donation drives and whatnot. Right now, we have affiliated with another 501c3, Conte Washte Oyate, Good Heart Society, and a camp down in New Mexico called Camp Two Dogs, owned by Mitra Singh, also an ally of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe since the protests in 2016. She's also a veteran. And these three charities are coming together to accept donations to build a new home for an elder out in Standing Rock, particularly in Wakpala, who's had two house fires in the last 5 years. And both of those house fires were electrical in nature. And the last person that they had do any electrical on the house died about a year and a half ago. So there's no repercussion or potential for making it right through the former electrician.
Yeah.
So we've decided to go about doing an off-grid cob style house, kind of like we did with the schoolhouse out there at Sacred Stone Camp. And we're going to bring veterans groups in to do the labor.
Wow, Mike. Hey, give us We Are the Circle. Is that your nonprofit, and how we can donate? And can you give us a website or something?
I don't have a website. I do have a Facebook page that's still incomplete. It's over 2 years in the making now. Anybody willing to donate can reach out to me directly. You can go ahead and give my full name as it appears on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mike Findley.
They can reach out to me through Messenger directly. It's Michael T. Findley, F-I-N-D-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make it happen. I'm actually getting ready to go to the bank in the morning and set up a 501c3 specific checking/debit account.
Yeah.
And at that point, people will be able to donate directly with purpose to that fundraiser.
Mike, I want to reach out to you later, and maybe we can get you on for a longer segment, but I really appreciate you. What you put up on our Facebook is very important for all our relatives and our allies to support. So I want to say thank you, and we're going to reach out to you real quick.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, ahoo. Hey, Wendy, I just want to put on this person here before we get on with our interview. Her name's Marge Hoffa. Welcome, Marge.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. How's it going? I'm glad we could help do what we could, but I heard it was very, very successful. You want to tell our audience what we're talking about?
Absolutely. I just wanted to call and thank you for helping us get the word out. We had a farmer-to-family food giveaway yesterday at the DFL headquarters. And as you know, I'm the vice chair of the DFL. And we initially had one semi-truck, which was 40,000 pounds of food. And we found out the day before we were going to get 80,000 pounds of food, which is two semi-trucks full. And you were so kind to help me get that info out to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And we actually did give away all 80,000 pounds. We had about 200 gallons of milk left over. We went over to the Hmong Village and gave away free milk, and that was gone in about 15, 20 minutes. It was very successful. We saw many Native people. We saw all different cultures and everything. It was just awesome. It was a tapestry of our state. It was really wonderful. And people were grateful for the opportunity to get the really good food. So thank you so much for helping us out.
Whatever we can do, and I want to say thank you to the DFL for doing that. That means a lot to our community here in St. Paul, and thank you for doing that great work.
Well, it was really, you know, important to us that we do something for the community and not just ask people for something all the time, like vote for us, do this for us, do that for us, volunteer, but to actually just give back to the community. And that was we had the chance to do that, and we grabbed it and said, let's do it.
Wow, right on. Thank you so much for being on Native Roots Radio and doing all that work for our community, really. That's Marge Hoffa of the DFL, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What great work, and to help so many people. There's so many people who have food insecurity, so that's just fantastic.
And give a shout out too, before I could get home and really share that out. Ogama shared it out too on Native Roots Radio, so
yeah,
that was awesome. And then I sent it to a few key people like Maggie Lorenz and people that are really plugged into the St. Paul Native community, and we were able to get that done. And that's exciting that they got rid of, I shouldn't say get rid of, but they
were
donated.
That's fantastic.
All the food from
nothing
the two
went
semis.
To waste. How wonderful.
Right. Hey, up next, Wendy, Dr. Stately. And we're really excited to hear what he has to say about my birthday, too. Hey, and we want to give a special shout out to Trish and Jim out in New York, and Trish for our Bernie crocheted a doll here. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up, and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Stop mowing the lawn. There are better ways to spend your time. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping can help you save time and money by installing no-mow, bee-friendly lawns. It's time to turn off your noisy lawnmower and catch the buzz with happy native pollinators. Low-maintenance, low-cost landscaping makes life easier for bees, butterflies, and you. So save money, save bees, and save your weekend. Visit MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com. That's MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Good news, everyone. After a year of challenges, we're getting back on the road. This summer, I'm planning on long overdue road trips heading to the Iron Range and to coastal South Carolina. But before I leave, I'll take my vehicle to Rudy Luther Toyota for service. Most of us have not driven as much as usual, so getting a complete front-to-back inspection at Rudy Luther is just smart. Rudy Luther Toyota's top-notch service team will make sure your car is ready to get back on the road. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Santita Jackson, and I want you and all your friends to join my new show, The Santita Jackson Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 Hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and thunderstorms expected overnight with a low of 66, then sunshine on Tuesday and a high of 85. The Great Wall Restaurant, located on France Avenue along the Minneapolis-Edina City Line, has been providing an authentic taste of Chinese cuisine since 1981. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
All right. Hey, we have Dr. Stately coming on mm-hmm. here soon, hopefully. He hasn't been able to find the email, but mm-hmm. maybe we should give him the phone number or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he could call, and then we could put up that really nice picture we have of him.
All right.
Yeah. You text them the phone. Emma, could you hear me? I just wanted to.
Yeah.
I wanted, while we're waiting for Dr. Stately, maybe you could tell our audience a little bit about the hemp farm. I find it so interesting. At Winona with LaDuke's farm up north.
Yeah. So it's Winona's hemp farm. And I kind of didn't know what to expect when I went up there, and it totally was like a totally amazing experience to be up there and to see what's happening. A lot of what we were talking about there was, you know, the potential that hemp and products that come from hemp really have to help build the economy for Native people. Not just, you know, Winona's tribe, but all tribes. You know, mm-hmm. some tribes grow and some tribes, you know, process, and other tribes create these textile items and other things. You know, this could be a really huge market for Native people.
Yeah.
One of the things that I got in addition to my T-shirt, I got this really awesome pain balm. Mm-hmm. So it's a CBD anti-inflammatory pain balm. And for those who are online, you can kind of get a look at it. And it features Terry Botanicals, which is somebody named Terry, mm-hmm. who helped to create all of these, you know, botanical items. But this is, it's completely THC free, but it really does work. So it's CBD with coconut oil, bear grease, and mint and plantain. And it really, I try Tylenol, I try massage, I try yoga, and I tried this stuff after I got it on Saturday afternoon, and it really does. It works wonders for wow. you know, my aches and pains.
Wow, that's all. Hey, so we got Dr. Stately. We sent out some smoke signals, and we got him on the phone here. Welcome, Dr. Stately.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we got your picture up there. Sorry about the confusion here. But, you know, okay. I was out in the community, and people were talking about how much, you know, they really like your segment and how really mellow and really how you come off, really how you do as a CEO of a Native American community clinic. And so I just wanted to relay that people are listening to you, and they're really excited to hear the information that you have. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Well, that's really kind and generous. I appreciate that.
So we got updates here. I know a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but quite a few of my students today have told me that they had gotten their first shot. And I know that you guys at Native American Community Clinic are giving vaccines to younger people now.
Yeah, we had our first larger event with 12 and above on Saturday. It was a partnership between us and M Fairview. It was a really important partnership because, you know, that Pfizer vaccine has to be stored in super ultra cold storage. And we don't have the capacity to do that, but the M Fairview has the capacity because they're a larger health system. And so we were really excited and pleased with the partnership. I think we had close to 100 kids show up that day with their parents. And, you know, I got a few to agree to let me take pictures of them with their T-shirts, because we handed out T-shirts as well with the Marlena Miles, that Dakota artist, her design on a T-shirt. That's really, really awesome. And that's not nice.
I think we're losing you, Dr. Stately. I know a lot of other. Yeah, we have a bad connection here. I did hear a lot of places were giving out a lot of different types of incentives for people to come in to get their vaccines. I know in New York, they're giving out lottery tickets, and that a lot of people signed up. And they say that one out of nine people will get a prize. You know, it might not be the $1 million, but it's at least something. And they really feel that it has encouraged a lot of people to come and sign up to have these incentives. I think we lost Dr. Stately. So we'll try to get him back on again. Maybe we just need to call him again. Maybe we could do that, Robert.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. No, it's okay. I was going to say that, you know, we've discussed the idea of using incentive as well. It's kind of a fine line to walk, I think, especially when mm-hmm. you're talking about kids who are under the age of 18. You know, we want to make sure, especially with the financial incentive, we want to make sure that kids are assenting to do it and that their parents aren't coercing them to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a good and the like. So.
Well, the adults like the incentives, at least the ones in New York, I've heard.
Well, Dr. Dr. Stately, I
think next time we're going to do it, we did it this weekend, and I think that next time we're going to have like a food truck. We had our open house on Friday, and we had a taco truck, and man, that place was slammed. So we might do something like that next time. So.
That's cool. Maybe I can pull up a table and sell some T-shirts, too.
There you go.
Hey, so what warmed my heart is one of, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and the Yankees, Wendy and Dr. Mm-hmm. Stately, you know what I'm going to say?
I do, go ahead.
Yeah, so they had mm-hmm. a game for going more capacity in the stadium, and then one part of the stadium was non-vaccinated and the other was vaccinated. And I hope the people that were vaccinated had the best seats.
You're right. You know, they deserve it. They had to go through some pain and suffering to get there. So.
Right. But that's the fun incentive. It's like right field.
Yeah. I was like, I would have hoped that we would have had more people show up for our event, honestly, on Saturday than did. But I was happy to see about 100 people show up over the course of the 3 hours or 4 hours we were open. And I know that, I can imagine, I got to see quite a few people that I hadn't seen in quite a long time, like friends, relatives. My cousin was there with her children. I brought my sons and my two nieces with me. And I know the parents have a lot of ambivalence about it. You know, I would imagine that there's some parents that maybe didn't get the vaccine themselves, but then they're questioning whether or not they should get it for their children. And I know that it's got to be really difficult decision to make. I didn't really equivocate for my own personal children because I knew that I just knew for myself personally that I had to, you know, they were begging to have life return to normal again and to spend time with their friends, to go to powwows. We, you know, we did the vaccine and then we started looking at all the powwows that we could go to, like, you know, Lower Sioux, Cass Lake. I don't know if Cass Lake's going to have their still or not, but we started like kind of lining up all the powwows that we could go to just so we can see people and start planning trips. So, you know, I know that it's challenging, but, I respect every parent's right to sort of make those decisions, you know, and I just hope that more people take us up on it because the variants of concern are primarily attacking or really actually more concerning for younger children, for kids under the age of 18.
Yeah. You know, one of the positive things out in Minneapolis, I heard a report that 70% of the people are vaccinated in Minneapolis.
At least got their first one. At least got their first one. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is good news. That's great news at all. And it's a densely populated group of our area. So having folks who are sort of living close to each other and sharing lots of space publicly and privately and vaccinated as much as possible is really important. I think it's challenging, though, people also, like, they don't know whether to wear face masks or not, you know, or whether under what context they're supposed to wear face masks. That's a big discussion right now. Like, but I think the guidance has been, I have relatives who've called me and I said, trust your gut, trust your intuition and your instinct. Creator gave you that gift for a reason to use it. And then, exercise. I always say, I personally want to err on the side of being the most cautious for myself. Mm-hmm. And my own.
So, me too. Yeah. I feel the same way. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely, when it's outdoors, I might have my mask off a little bit if I'm away from people. But, you know, I'll have my mask on inside, I think, for a long time, mm-hmm. but yet to come.
Yeah, and you know, I was out and about today running in and out of the stores, and every single store I went into had still a sign on it about that they require masks. I was in Roseville. I went to Minneapolis. I was, you know, around, and they all said, you know, you need, you know, we require masks to enter. And also, when I went in there, everybody had a mask on. I did not see one person today without a mask. So that, you know, people are still doing that, and it makes me feel good. So, you know, safer.
Yeah, safer, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. Dr. Stately, do you have time to do another segment with us?
Yeah, I can stay until 7, till the end of the show.
That's awesome.
You're awesome. Well, we got a break coming up here in a minute. But, you know, you guys are still working really hard at the clinic. Can you tell us just a little bit here before we get going? I mean, you still have people with concerns, and then you're still doing regular clinic stuff, not just
COVID.
We have
about a minute left. Maybe we could talk about that when we
come
back.
That's a good idea. We'll talk about that when we come back, Dr. Stately.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Great. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we're with Dr. Stately of Native American Community Clinic, and he's the CEO. So, hey.
And we're celebrating Robert's 60th turn around the sun. Is that how you say it?
Time around the sun?
Time around the sun.
Well, right around the sun? Yeah, something like
60
that.
60 around the sun.
So I don't feel any older than today, but I feel older than tomorrow. Or something like that. I wanted to be poetic, but it didn't come out. Uh-huh. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and happy birthday to me.
Stay with us. Happy birthday.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
I don't think I heard Dr. Stately.
Yeah.
Geez. Hey, we got to give a quick shout out to Trish, who I saw up at Winona LaDuke's hemp farm this weekend. She gave us stop line 3
lighters.
Lighters.
Nice. And thank you, Trish.
Yeah.
Tracy.
That's what I said. Tracy.
Tracy.
Trish was the other one. Sorry. Trish was the girl I went to school with that made
That's okay, babe. You're
I'm losing it here a little bit. I'm getting senile.
It's your 60th birthday. That's what happens.
Hey, we got Dr. Stately on StreamYard. This is even
nice.
Better. Hey, Dr. Stately, how's it going? We get to see you. We had that really nice picture of up there, but now you're kind of angelic and glowing in the background. I like that.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, we were just getting into a little bit here. I wanted to ask you, what's the capacity? What's happening at your clinic now besides COVID? Because we've been peeking out with giving vaccines and things, but what else does your clinic do? If you could tell our audience.
My clinic is not just the range of primary care medical visits, so everything from well child checks to, the other day I took my niece there to get swabbed for strep, which she had. I thought she was faking it. So bad uncle, trust the kid when they tell you they don't feel well. And
put the flashlight on the thermometer. That's an old trick I used to do.
Yeah. So we do all those things, and then we do we do diabetes care, foot checks, those kinds of things. We do, we provide a full range of, family planning and those kinds of things. And as well, we manage people's chronic care conditions. You know, Native people in the state of Minnesota, we have some of the worst health outcomes. And I think some of that, a lot of that is driven by, historical issues, but it's also driven by things like lack of access. And NAC is working really hard to sort of remove those barriers and to amplify positive things that Native people have told us that they want to see part of their healthcare, both at NAC, but also through other venues or through other avenues rather. And one of the things we've really built a lot of capacity to do over the last couple of years is to do more culturally and traditionally informed care. We have two elders in residence who work with a number of our programs, primarily in behavioral health, but they do consultations in medical and also in dental services at different times. And our two elders in residence are Donna LaChapelle, a Dakota and Ojibwe woman, and then Renee Bolio Banks. Both of those women provide spiritual care and advisement and link people to resources out into the community so they can get their spiritual care needs as met as well. And those are really important things. Those are really popular services as well.
Yeah.
And we also provide dental services. Everyone loves dental services, right?
Oh.
Who doesn't love the dentist?
How do my veneers look?
I'm like one of those people who are in the dentist every 6 months for my cleaning and checkup. And it was a year and a half that I had to wait because of COVID. So I just got that.
I wonder if anyone
in the dental clinic again now too, and we're booking a lot of appointments for dental work and trying to get people in for both restorative work, but also getting your regular cleanings and also your regular sort of exams is really important, staying on top of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't know that Native people have some of the worst oral health care in the state. Again, mm-hmm. an access issue. And so we try our best to sort of make ourselves available. Probably in the near future, NAC will be looking at opening our clinic back up again on Saturdays. We used to have a Saturday clinic, and then during COVID, we sort of used Saturdays primarily for testing and for vaccinations. But moving into the late summer, early fall, we'll bring back the Saturday clinics for those people who work during the week and have kids and just have a need to come in for a Saturday visit. We'll be having that come back sometime in the very near future.
Yeah, and I know we talked a lot about this with you, Dr. Stately, and one of the things is we all got to get back into our swing with preventive care. I just had a colonoscopy, and Wendy wants me to do something else. I don't know what, but I got to go take another test and 60. And now it says I don't have to have a colonoscopy until I'm 70 now, Wendy.
For 10 years, yeah, you're clean. That's good. That's the gold standard.
I think I'll go in after 6.
Now, it doesn't hurt to be cautious. It doesn't hurt to be extra cautious.
Of course.
Those things are important to catch early, and the more often you get like screened, you can catch those things early. You can come to NACT during one of our events for colon cancer, and we'll give you some pretty cool swag and also I think a gift card. We work with American Indian Cancer Foundation to give out gift cards for people who complete their FIT tests.
Yeah, we used to have a guest on from that group that would give out cards for colonoscopy. I think it was back then 25, and I said, "Shoot, I'll do it for $12. I'll get one for $12."
Well, I kind of tricked Robert once at the Minnesota State Fair one year. They were checking prostates, and I said, "You should go get your prostate checked." Now I knew what the examination was, but Robert didn't know, and I think he was a little shocked when he went in there. But he got his prostate checked
and sang soprano. I was like, "Whoa."
That's another thing that's really important for men and Native American men and all men to get their prostate checked.
Yeah. That's kind of surprising to me that they would actually check your prostate at the fair. But, you can get a stick, a pop on a stick, getting a prostate check.
Yeah. I don't know what they gave me, but,
something if you got a prostate check.
There's a joke in there. Better not say it on live radio.
Well, believe me, he didn't have to wait online. He walked right in. There wasn't any line. So,
I think I was the only person that did it. Maybe I was tricked or something. Maybe that was just an RV that was at the fair. I don't know.
Maybe it was. Maybe your wife pulled a fast one on you.
Yeah, but yeah. So I don't mind getting my prostate checked, and I think a lot of people really bum out when they have to take the medicine.
Oh, for colonoscopy.
Yeah, the medicine before to flush you out. But I kind of like sitting on the throne and reading my Facebook and reading
cleansing.
The book.
You're cleansing.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I felt really. I did it like close to 5 years ago. So I was like about 53, I think, when I did mine. So it's about 3 years late. And I felt really a lot of energy after I did it. I don't know about you, people are always telling you, like everyone from Suzanne Summers, nobody even knows who she is anymore, do they?
Right. I don't think so.
Three's Company. Everybody from her on down to every other star is always talking to you about your colon and cleaning it out and how it'll make you feel better. And I always thought, oh, that's a bunch of BS. But when I did it, and for like weeks later, I tried my best just to eat salad and not eat anything else. But I felt really energetic. I had lots of energy and I felt good.
Hey, I got to say something real quick, Dr. Stately. We're about to end the show in 11 seconds here. One of the things I want to say is there is a elder out there named Doug Lemon, and he wrote something right here. NATCI is amazing. I'm very grateful to be a NATCI patient. I was vaccinated at NATCI, but I will continue to wear my mask. And he's a heart transplant patient. Mm-hmm. And he also gifted me his regalia. So it's very special.
Way to go, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug Limon, fellow Oneidian. So.
Yes, right. Thank you for that. Great. Yeah. Doug Limon. And he does great bead work too. I just want to say Pinagigi for being on, Dr. Stately, and spending this time. It was a lot of fun today, and I know sometimes we have to have a little levity, and I picked it on the day of my birthday, and I appreciate you being on.
Happy birthday.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we resist, divest, and join a group.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3.